To eviscerate prey, Deinonychus uses both its hands and feet.
These were animals that had weapons everywhere you go.
A ridiculous amount of weaponry for an animal of its size. So clearly this is an animal that has evolved, for whatever reason, to be able to dish out a lot of damage for its size.
For a young Sauroposeidon, even one the size of a polar bear, Deinonychus is a fearsome opponent. And when there's a pack of these savage killers, a lone Sauroposeidon has little hope of surviving their onslaught. But some do survive and grow up to one day become almost indestructible. For Tyrannosaurus rex, the most advanced carnivore that has ever lived, the odds are even harder. While the T-Rex chicks wait near their nest, the female is far away on a hunt trying to replenish her strength. The male stays behind to guard the roost.
There's always this idyllic picture of this female Tyrannosaurus guarding her clutch of eggs. It may have been the male, as far as we know. I mean, the female could have said, "Buddy, you caused the problem, you take care of them."
But the male needs to eat too. A warm-blooded carnivore can't last for long without a meal. A scent travels on the breeze, an aroma his brain instantly recognizes. A dead and rotting triceratops. It's a tempting proposition for the T-Rex, not least because it can't fight back.
There's this debate, was T-Rex a scavenger or a predator? And the answer to that is it was both. Any large animal needs to be able to find food on a regular basis. And these guys were warm-blooded. They needed to eat